Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The president.
I mean, dude, the vice president is getting rattled by a college student. All right, everybody. I want to show you all the moment J.D. Vance gets into a legitimate screaming match with a student while he's on stage in Athens, Georgia. J.D. Vance was at a Turning Point USA event that was supposed to be hosted by Erica Kirk, but it ended up getting hosted by Andrew Colvett, somebody that I've debated, actually, on stage before. Now, J.D. Vance turns over to the students and begins to debate him and yell at him while on stage trying to defend the Trump administration's foreign policy accomplishments. Now, this is rather ironic because J.D. Vance has been kind of quiet about the war in Iran and some of Trump's other foreign policy botches over the past few months because J.D. Vance doesn't want to be associated with them. But right when somebody in the crowd yells genocide, which is very, very true, not only is Trump enabling Israel to commit a genocide in Gaza settlements in the West Bank, but Trump also quite literally threatened to genocide the entire country of Iran last week by saying, we're going to wipe out your entire civilization, never to return. So somebody in the crowd says, you're working for an administration that is committing a genocide. J.D. Vance decides this is a moment to turn and debate with the crowd. An absolutely absurd series of events that we're about to break down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We'll break down this entire series of events. And I want to point out, this was supposed to be hosted by Erica Kirk, this event, but she had to drop out due to apparently credible death threats on her life in Athens, Georgia, which is understandable given what's happened. What is not understandable is watching the vice president freak out next to Andrew Colvett. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And remember the time I debated this guy on stage? Check out this clip.
The justification for political violence, it shows up in every poll, and it's coming from progressives.
I have spent all of my formative years watching the President of the United States talk about the opposition party like they shouldn't exist. His claim to fame in U.S. politics... His claim to fame in U.S. politics was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. That is how he entered the political stage. He was famous before that, but that was his claim to fame. He was the first presidential candidate to ever chant, lock her up on a political stage. He tried to coup our government. Well, and I live in this, let me finish.
Listen.
I live in the city of Chicago. Donald Trump, over the past 2 months, has not only posted an AI video of Obama being arrested, but then after that, he posted an AI image of Chicago being invaded. After that, he sent the National Guard to Chicago. So I've spent my formative years watching the president do this, and just think about this. We saw these Nazi group chats, which I'm sure you condemn, right? This Nazi group chat.
Well, we can talk about it.
Do you condemn it?
I want to talk about it.
Wait, so when they said gas chambers,
disavow
when they say gas chambers, you won't, so you're like J.D. Vance, you just won't condemn this?
Well, I actually had J.D. on the show today. We had a whole conversation.
You guys can all condemn this, right?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Chris, can you condemn that?
Here's the point, of course, but that's easy.
Yeah, I got blacklisted from Turning Point USA because of that debate, because he didn't like the way that it went. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy J.D. Vance getting confronted while on stage. In this first clip, he begins talking about Erica Kirk and says, you know, Erica Kirk definitely was grieving. Let's start here.
Time, you know, she's trying to make sure that Charlie's legacy doesn't die. And in that context, everybody is attacking her over everything, and they're lying about her, and it's one of the most disgraceful things that I've ever seen in public life. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in my life as a political leader, and I will tell you that the people who tell you, I was there with her, I was holding her hand, my wife was hugging her while we loaded Charlie's body onto Air Force Two and said the Lord's Prayer, the people telling you that Erica wasn't grieving her husband are full of shit. And we need to be honest about that fact. Excuse my language. My wife says I gotta work on my language. She's been telling me that for 12 years and it still hasn't taken.
I've actually been pretty nuanced about this on the Adam Mockler feed. I've never said that Erica Kirk never grieved her husband. I just said there was some abnormal behavior after the fact. The constant PR sprees, shopping sprees, being on camera, the constant events, the fireworks, the sparkles. It seemed like a short grieving process. I'm sure it did shock her and hit her hard, of course. I mean, it's very heartbreaking. This is where the shouting match starts. J.D. Vance is trying to talk about the Pope and talk about Donald Trump's disagreements with the Pope. And of course, he's sane-washing it, downplaying it as just some disagreement. No, the president of the United States is attacking the Pope. And when J.D. Vance tries to invoke Jesus, an audience member goes, Jesus doesn't support genocide. And this is where it begins to devolve.
And how can you say that God is never on the side of those who wield the sword? Was God on the side of the Americans who liberated France from the Nazis? Was God on the side of the Americans who liberated Holocaust camps and liberated those innocent people from, you know, those who had survived the Holocaust? I certainly think the answer is yes, and I agree. Jesus Christ certainly does not support genocide, whoever yelled that out from the dark. He certainly does not. I think that's pretty easy. I think that's a pretty easy principle. Okay, so here's a guy. Let me just say this. This is a guy. No. First of all, random dude who's shouting, can I finish my point and then I'll respond to what you just shouted? Is that okay?
And J.D. Vance then continues to argue with this audience member for longer. Take a look.
So if you want to complain about what happened in Gaza, why don't you complain about Joe Biden and the last administration? We're the administration that solved that problem.
Wait, no, they didn't. The West Bank settlements are worse. Israel is more emboldened than ever and is currently starting regional wars. What do you mean you solved the problem?
And by the way, not only was our administration like the administration that solved the problem, but the president, excuse me, sir, right now, you see more humanitarian aid coming into Gaza than it has any time in the past 5 years because we have taken that situation. So if you want to
this is just not true. J.D. Vance is absolutely lying. Donald Trump has posted AI videos of dancing on the Gaza Strip, him and Netanyahu shirtless on the Gaza Strip, calling it the Trump Strip. Donald Trump has emboldened Netanyahu, and they've blocked more aid from coming in. J.D. Vance then goes on an extended tirade about the Middle Eastern policy of the Trump administration.
She's like, for example, I recognize that a lot of young voters don't love the policy that we have in the Middle East. Okay, I understand that. I also know that we've secured the border. We've lowered housing prices now for 8 months in a row, and there's going to be more to come beyond that. We've made America energy dominant, which has lowered electricity costs and things like that. We've made it so that we have the lowest murder rate in 127 years. I'm not saying you have to agree with me on every issue. I'm not saying you have to agree with me on every issue. What I'm saying is don't get disengaged because you disagree with the administration on one topic. Get more involved. Make your voice heard even more. That's how we ultimately take the country back. It's not by you. You know, if you get five things you want and one thing you don't want, I see way too many people, especially in sort of the online conservative, you know, Twitter sphere.
You know, I would agree with the sentiment that you should see the bigger picture and don't let one issue ruin the rest of the accomplishments of, let's say, the Biden administration. But the Trump administration isn't just bad on one issue, and they have no accomplishments. They promised lower prices. Prices have spiked, especially gas prices. Unemployment has spiked. They promised no new wars. We have seen new war after new war after new war. They promised transparency. We got the delayed Epstein files. They promised safer Americans. We got criminal thugs on the street with a badge and a gun and a mask on their face shooting people. So yeah, nobody got what they voted for. That's like five issues that we got betrayed on.
Who say, you know, there's no point. No. Because, or let me give you another example, the SAVE Act, okay? A lot of people want the SAVE Act. I want the SAVE Act. I've been fighting for the SAVE Act literally since day one of the administration. And I've seen a lot of people saying, what the hell's the point?
J.D. Vance is just not a talented politician. I think that's the best way to say it. If he can barely even take on a college student without getting completely rattled.
The president.
I mean, dude, the vice president is getting rattled by a college student. If he can't take on a college student, I do not trust him to be our president. I do not trust him doing these negotiations in Islamabad on the global stage. That's really disturbing. But the reality is, people are waking up. Even some of the conservative influencers are waking up. People like Theo Vaughn, people like Joe Rogan. I know it sounds trite at this point, but they've been saying increasingly, hey, We do not like this policy.
Who are some of the conservative influencers or the political influencers today? And there are a few people that I look to who I think have very, very smart and wise spiritual wisdom. I mean, like, I think Andrew and Blake and the podcast that they have at TPUSA is amazing. I listen to it all the time. I think it's great. You know, I think if you want a good laugh, I love Theo Von. Like, he's one of my favorite. I think he's just incredible. And he's got one of these senses of humor where, like, 30% of the time it goes completely over my head. And 70% of the time he's the funniest person imaginable. But I think Theo has a good heart. And that's one of the reasons why I really like listening to his show. And then just in terms of, like, you know,
Theo Von agrees with that student and thinks this administration is committing a genocide, actually. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. We're going to build a better country, a better America, a better world with Mockler Media. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.